Welcome back to part two of that classic rock show on WHRULP, Huntley Community Radio 101.5 FM, where we are paying tribute to guitarist extraordinaire Mr. Jeff Beck. Well, after BBA fizzled, Beck had a very brief flirtation with joining the Rolling Stones. Did you know that, Jim?
Yes, I did.
Okay, I bet you a lot of people don't. And also doing session work, but he was saving up his pent-up creativity for the truly groundbreaking 1975 release, Blow by Blow.
Beck at that time was influenced by the music of John McLaughlin's Mahavishnu Orchestra and wanted to make a record that was all instrumental. So who did he hire? Well, of course, he hired Beatles producer George Martin, who, by the way, produced the Mahavishnu Orchestra called Apocalypse.
Well said. Blow by Blow was quite a departure from what Beck fans were used to, but they loved it. And the album climbed to number four on the charts, which, by the way, was Beck's highest charting album ever.
Yeah, and one of the songs on the album was written by Stevie Wonder, and the name of that song is 'Cause We Ended as Lovers. Jeff dedicated the song to his fellow guitar player, Roy Buchanan, who he admired greatly.
Mm-hmm. And after we play the song, 'Cause We Ended as Lovers, we'll follow with the Charlie Mingus composition titled Goodbye Pork Pie Hat from Beck's 1976 album Wired. So let's enjoy Jeff's incredible range of emotion on these two songs.
Now that's guitar playing, Mark. That's guitar playing.
I'm convinced.
That was Cause We Ended as Lovers and Goodbye Pork Pie Hat. You are listening to that classic rock show on WHRULP, Huntley Community Radio 101.5 FM, where we play the greatest rock and blues music of all times. Jeff Beck waited 4 long years before we recorded another studio album, and that result was There and Back, and that was 1980. The album featured keyboards by Jan Hammer and Tony Hymas. It was another all-instrumental album and continued his love with jazz fusion.
Then in 1984, Jeff contributed lead guitar on the Yardbirds reunion album titled Box of Frogs, which is one of my favorites. And a year later, Jeff went back to making his own music and released the album Flash with vocalist Jimmy Hall from the band Wet Willie and his old friend Rod Stewart, who contributed a moving rendition of the Curtis Mayfield song People Get Ready.
And Beck won his very first Grammy, the best rock instrumental for the song Escape. Beck took some more time off and then 4 years later released the album Guitar Shop, which also won a Grammy in 1990.
All right, so let's play three songs from the albums Jeff released back in the 1980s. In order, we will play The Pump, Escape, and my favorite, Big Block.
Thank you.
Well, that was amazing. Jeff Beck doing three songs in a row that were just amazing. So anyway, that's part one of our tribute to Jeff Beck. Please listen next week as we continue to highlight the work of this amazing, amazing guitar player.
Yes, and please join us on the air every Monday from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. and Fridays from 11 a.m. to noon on the Mighty 101.5 Huntley Community Radio.
And don't forget, you can listen to our archive shows anytime by going to the station's website and clicking on our program link. And please donate to the station. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.